Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yud Ches in Meseches Ksubis. Is the 940th daf in Shas. We are going to discuss on our daf the scope of Shitas Rebbe Yoshua. That Rebbe Yoshua had introduced in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, the concept of Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. We're going to test what other examples Rebbe Yoshua says Pesha Asar. And then our daf is going to catapult us into two very important concepts that exist in the Tanoim, and that is the concept of Meshiv Aveda, that there are times a person does not need to offer a Shvua, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim, when they are volunteering something that they wouldn't have been chayiv otherwise in, as well as the Chiyuv Darais of Shvua of Moda B'Miktsas, and this is one of the three most important dapim in Shas for the sugya of Moda Miktsas, Ksubis Yud Ches, Bav Metzia Gimel, and Bavakama Kuf Yud Zayin, and we're going to discuss Moda Miktsas, and then we will begin some of the most important sugyas of Shtaros. Probably the most important dapim about Shtaros will begin with the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis, with the halach of Eidim that qualify their signatures. They affirm that the signatures are theirs, but they say that they were pasul, which is also another form of Pesha Asar, and that will get the Gemara into the Yesod, a very, very important Yesod, one of the most important Yesodos this Reb Chaim made very, very famous, based on those who had preceded him, based on Reish Lakish already in the Gemara of Eidim Achasuma Ashtar Nasa Kamish Nechre Dusan Bebezdin, will be introduced to the significance of Eidus, particularly when it comes to Eidus Beshtar. So let's Beis Hashem begin on the top of Yuchasim and Aleph. Asks the Gemara a question on the last word on the first line. Vilisni, why did we not learn when Rabbi Yoshua gives us the rule of Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir, Moda Rabbi Yoshua Ba'omer L'Chaveru, if somebody says to his friend, Mani Levis Mimcha, I borrowed money from you, so he's being Mechayiv himself, Uparativ L'cha, I paid you back, Shunemon, that he's going to be believed based on the concept of Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dekibay Misni Seifa, because there is a case in a Seifa. Im yesh edim shulava mimenu v'amer paratif eino nemon. Because in the Seifa, if you recall the Seifa that we have in our Mishnah, we say that you lose the Pesha Asar when there are edim, and then you are not believed. So if we wanted to create these rules of Pesha Asar, then we would have had to say, Im yesh edim shulava mimenu v'amer paratif eino nemon, that if he says that he paid back, he would not be believed if there are edim. And according to Ritva, the Girsa is Dikhaimalam. We cannot say this because we paskin Hamalves Chavero Be'edim Ein Etzarach Lefaro Be'edim. That even if you borrowed with Edim, but you don't have to pay back with Edim, and therefore if you say that you pay back, in such a case you'd be believed. So that's why we didn't learn that instance as Rabbi Yeshua's case. Asks the Gemara of a listening, so let's learn another case of Rabbi Yeshua. Moda Rabbi Yeshua ba'omer l'chaver, mana l'avicha b'yadi, that a fellow says to his friend, I did have money that I had borrowed from your fathers, v'chaltiv pras, but I ate some of it. In other words, I paid you back on some of it, but the other part I still owe you. Shunema, that he's believed because he's volunteering the information. Analyzes the Gemara. That's what you want the case to be? Aliba d'ma. Who are you going to be following? I aliba the Rabbanan. If you're going to follow the Rabbanan, we're going to spell out the Rabbanan who introduced the concept of Meshiv Aveda in Meseches Gittin. We'll spell out what that is. If it's following the Rabbanan, Ha'amri Meshiv Aveda Havi. The reason he's believed is because he's returning a lost item. In other words, the reason why he's believed that he's potter on the rest is because there is no recourse, there's no proof that the Malveh has that the Lova owes the money, and therefore the Lova is considered like someone who found a lost object, who in his goodwill, based on the Ratzon, the Tzivui of the Torah, is returning the object. If you're going to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't account for the p'tur of Meisha Aved. What is this Meisha Aved in this p'tur? Desanya, we learned the b'raisa. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pam Shalom Nishbal Tainis Atzmo. There are times that a person could swear on a taina of his own. In other words, that he incriminates himself. Keitza, what's an example of that? Manalavicha biyadi vechalt of pras, our case, where he volunteers that he owed his father money, and he's now chayv part of that sum, but he returned the other sum. Harezen nishbal. Zeo shenishbal tainis atzmo. And that's an example of him incriminating himself. The chacham on the chacham say, no, einu el kameisha aveda. He's like a meisha aveda upatur, and therefore he is exempt. So therefore, the Gemara says, to suggest a case of Omer Chaver Mana Levicha Biyati Vechaltiv Pras, that he's believed, that already is not based on the concept of Pesha Asar, that's based on the concept of Meshiv Aveda, which the Chacham hold of. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, even Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov might follow this concept of Meshiv Aveda. Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov, less than Meshiv Aveda Potter. Why does Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov say that in the case of Gittin, he needs to swear as a modem mixas? Why is he not Meshiv Aveda? Amar Rav b'toa no katon. Rav answers that in this case we're talking about where there was a katon who had come along and said to the fellow that you owe me $100. So the katon says it, so now we have a machlokus whether that's considered Meshiv Aveda or not. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that's enough of a toveya to create a mechayim modem mixas, no longer considered a meshiv aveda, while the chachamim say that he still is considered a meshiv aveda. Says the Gemara, what significance is the tain of a katan? Va'amar mar, didn't mar teach us ein nishboin al tain is chereshot v'katan? You don't respond to a tain of a chereshot v'katan. And to the Gemara, my katan gadol, it was a gadol. No. Here we have an interesting machlokus between Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. Of course, the argument of the katan is not going to have any significance. However, when it comes to the adult son of a man, is that person have the ability to be a toveya to require a shvus modem mikzas? We could consider a child, a son, more precisely, vis-a-vis his father's estate, as not a legitimate toveya. And that's the position of the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that it is considered a legitimate toveya. So, my katan gadol, v'amai kari le katan l'gabi mili daviv katanu, he's considered, vis-a-vis his father's estate, like a katan. So machlokis over here between the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is how you look at a son vis-a-vis his father's estate, and the Chacham do not consider him a toveya, while Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov does. Continues the Gemara, Ihachi, Tainus Atzmo, Tainus Acherim hi. The Lashon of the Braisa from Gittin should not refer to Adam Nishbal Tainus Atzmo. It's not that there's an admission by the litigant, but rather it's tainas acherim. It's the taina of a son. Iyachi tainas atzmo, tainas acherim, question mark. Answers the Gemara, tainas acherim vaodas atzmo. It's true it's tainas acherim, but it's odas atzmo. Asks the Gemara, kula ta'anaso, tainas acherim vaodas atzmo ninu. Every case is a tainas acherim and hodas atzmo. So why in the world here do we refer to it as tainas atzmo? It's as much tainas acherim as tainas atzmo. It's more tainas acherim, it's tainas atzmo. Ella! So the Gemara got stuck over here. We need a new explanation. Hacha b'dirabo kamiflagi. Machlokes Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov and the Chacham revolves around the famous issue that Rabba had raised about shvuas modem mitzas. The Omer Rabba, Rabba taught us, why did the Torah say that someone who's moda on a partial taina has to swear? There is a presumption that's made that a person will not reject the claim of his baal chov. And therefore, really, the desire of the defendant, who in this case really does owe money, is to deny everything. But the reason he cannot deny is because of another mei's panav. In other words, there is a presumption that he is admitting because he really owes. Ubekule baidulo dilei. And he really wants to admit to everything. Vahidulo aidulei. But the fact that he doesn't admit, kehechad lishtamikle, is because of the svara of ishtamute. The svara of ishtamute is the idea that this fellow who owes the Baal Chov wants to push him off. It's not that he wants to deny the money forever, but Visavar continues Gemara 2 lines on top of Yiches on the base. He's thinking, Ad avile zuze uparanale. I'm waiting till I'll have money and then I'll pay back. Rachmana amar rami shvuale. But the Torah says we put a shvu on him. Keichid loy delay bikule. In order that he'd be mode on everything. Rashi in Maseches Bava Metzia explains that the Gemara is bothered by the following question, that at the end of the day, if we say that the fellow is lying by saying that he owes half of it, but he has to say that he owes half of it because the Chazak can only use pan mifnei b'alchova, in such a case, the Gemara is asking, we should say, migu d'chashem mamona chashed ashuasa. That once we believe he's lying on the money, he's lying on the shvua, and if he's lying on the shvua, so then in such a case, Gemara is asking, how could he make a shvua? To which the Gemara says, when you have ishtamute, so then in such a case, a person is not chashed amamona. He really is just postponing. He is lying, but he doesn't intend to steal, and therefore, we don't say migu d'chashem mona chashashvasa. Tosis over here, dibar masul b'kula boy dulodi, as well as Tosis and Bava Metzia, ask that at the end of the day we paskin in Bava Metzia migu d'chashem mona lo chashashvasa. That's what it seems from the Gemara going from Dafeh Mabez to Vav Amid Aleph in Bava Metzia, and therefore Tosis learns a much more complicated pshat about 20 lines into Dibar HaMaskul Ubikule with the words Venira. Tosus also says something similar in Bava Metzia. Back into the Gemara. So we said that Rabbah gave this whole fancy explanation for Modeh B'Miktzas. That on the one hand, you have a Chazak in Al Meis Pan Fnei Baal Chovo. On the other hand, he's ishtamute, and therefore he needs to make a shvua. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Savar Loshna Boi Veloishna Bibnoi Ein Ameis. That this idea that a person would not deny something to the Baal Chov applies both to the Baal Chov as well as his son. Vehilkach lo meishiv avedahavi. And therefore he can't simply deny. And since he can't simply deny, we no longer look at him by offering the 50 out of the 100 as a Meshav Aveda. For Rabbanan Savri, but the Rabbanan hold Boy Hudein Meiz, we have a rule that he's not Meiz in front of his Baal Chov. Avo Bibnoi Meiz, but with the son he would be Meiz, Umedelohe is, and the fact that he admits to 50 Meshav Aveda Havi, and therefore he doesn't have to make a Shvua on the other 50. Let's continue on a new Mishnah, one of the most important Mishnahs in the Sugyas of Shtaros. Rav Soloveitchik emphasized that the sugya of shtaros is one of the most difficult sugyas in all of Shas. In fact, he had some beautiful shiurim. Some of them are recorded by Rav Shechter in his svarim and other talmidim as well. We're now Mishnichas Adam Barim Besimcha. They say 1 year on Purim, someone dressed up as Rav Soloveitchik, as a fairy, as a night fairy, and said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little shtar, no one knows what you are." So let's try to get a little bit basic sense of what the shtar is. Adam Sharmuk Savyadein, who is that? Adam say that this is our signatures. Avanusim Ayinu, Ketanim Ayinu, Psulei, Seinu Ayreilu Ne'amanim. So we know now why we're getting into shtaros, because this is an idea of Pesha Asar, similar to the idea that we had at the end of the first Mishnah, and that is, Edom are volunteering information. There's no information without them. And they say, these are our signatures, and therefore they make the shtar kosher. But then they say, but we were also psulim. So they're believed, and the shtar is not kosher. However, they're believed to say that the shtar is kosher, but they're not believed to make the shtar possible. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Chama taught us Lo Shana L'Sham Ranusim Ayinu Machmas Mamon. The only time that they're believed to say that their signatures are psulim. Excuse me, Rabbi Bar Chama is going on the Seifa. Rashi points out the only time they are not believed to say that they were psulim is in a case of where they say that they were psulim machmas mama. Aval anusim ayinu machmas nefashos hareilu nemanim. But if they say that they were coerced, not because they did a maisa avera, but rather someone had put a gun to their head, anusim ayinu machmas mama means they did an avera of taking money, so then, in such a case, then they're not believed. However, if they say anusim ayinu machmas nefashos, then they are believed. What's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. Even though they're no longer neman as a pesha asar, but nevertheless, because there are edim that say that their signatures are valid without their own testimony, but now they testify against the shtar, and they say vis-a-vis the shtar that the shtar is possible because they were undue coercion. Let's take a look and see all this in Rashi. Says Rashi, Lo shan, dim ksav yodim yotzim mokum achar ein emanim. The only time we learned that they're not believed as a separate edus when they no longer have pesha asar, they're not believed to turn themselves into Rishon with their testimony. And to make the shtar possible. Here, this is one of the reasons Yud Ches is an important daf, because we have the rule that an Adam is a karov by vis-a-vis himself. He's not believed vis-a-vis himself. He's not believed in either direction, b'dinei nefashos, u'psule edus le'asos rasha, u'pasal apiv. He's not believed to make himself possible. Ve'elu pasal matzmam, and they're pasaling himself. Ba'omrim, when they say, chasan musheker b'shvil onis mamon, that we lied for money. V'reisha time m'shama pesha asar pesha hitir. And the only reason they're believed in the reisha is because of pesha asar pesha hitir, not as a form of edus. However, continues Rashi, Machmas Nefashos, Sha'amar Balashter Hazel Larganu, Vadim Chazaku, we were afraid that he was going to kill us, so then in such a case they are believed. Amar Le Rava, Rava says, do we believe them now, even to say that the Shtar is possible because of Machmas Nefashos? Kol Kmine, Kivan Shehigid, Shuvein Echozer Magid. We should say that since they testified in their signatures on the Shtar, so then in such a case, they can no longer go back and retestify. Attempts the Gemara to answer, V'chite mahani mili alpeh, avol b'shtar lo. Maybe the halach is kivon shehigid, shuv eino chozer magid, only applies to testimony that they said. And when they said it, after they said it, then it's etched in stone. But when it comes to shtar is different, and we would say that there isn't a rule, kivan sheyigid shuvein echazer umagid, they're allowed to continually testify. Va'amar Reish Lakish, but didn't Reish Lakish teach us, eidim achasumin al ashtar nasa kimish neku edusam bebez, and we view a shtar as if it is oral testimony that was accepted into court. Ella rather, says the Gemara, ki itmar areisha itmar. That was how we had originally, mistakenly had said it. Turns out it's not a mistake entirely, because the Gemara's mas over here says that when Rami Bar Chama's statement, he's going on the Reisha. In other words, the Reisha that says, continues the Gemara, Hare Elu Ne'amonim, that if there are no other test Edim, so then in such a case, that we don't know anything about their signatures, the halacha is, they're allowed to say that they were Psulim, and they invalidate the Shtar, Omar Rami Bar Chama, and Rami Bar Chama commented on this, Lo Shanu, we only learn this, Elash Amra Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashos. The only time they're allowed to invalidate their signatures if they say that we were coerced due to Nefashos. Then they're allowed to undermine their signatures. Aval Amra Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamon Einem Monim. But to say that they were coerced for money, then we don't believe them. We only have their signatures. We don't believe their second statement. My time, why don't we? Because a person cannot turn himself into a Rasha. Rashi explains, he cannot make himself possible from his cheskes kashus to carve away to atzmo. Again, Rashi emphasizes that another mesim atzmo Rasha is based on the concept of karov. The karov possible edus, and a karov cannot testify le edus bein letov bein lera. Let's begin the next brisa that the Gemara is going to analyze on Yutes Amud Aleph to point out that our Mishnah is a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim that the Gemara will go on to analyze tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Emonim Leposlo. We learned in our Mishnah that if Edim say Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim Ayinu, they are believed, as we fleshed out, if they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashos, then in such a case they are believed to make the Shtar Pasul, because they're undermining their Chasimas. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees. He holds Ein Emonim Leposlo, Divrei Meir. The Chacham Amrim Ne'emonim, Chacham say they're believed. Says Gemara, Bishlem L'Rabbanan Ki Tamayu. The Rabbanan makes sense based on our reason that we've already learned. Shehapesha Asar, Hu Hapesha Yitir. The mouth that made the Shtar Pasul is the only reason we believe the Shtar is kosher. Elo Rabbi Meir, my time. But when it comes to Rabbi Meir, what's his rationale? The Gemara will go on to offer different explanations within Rabbi Meir. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Ches in Meseches Ksubis. Let's go for the wrap-up. Daf Yud Ches is all about an analysis of Rabbi Yoshua's Pesha Osar that we had on the bottom of Tesvav Amud Beis going to Tezayin Amud Aleph, that a person is allowed to say, and is believed to say, Sada zu shel avicha hayso lukachtia mimeno, I bought this land from your father, and he's believed, and Rabbi Yoshua introduces us to the concept of Pesha Asar, which we will repeat on the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara will mention as well. The Gemara begins our daf by asking, why did Rabbi Yoshua not mention other cases of Pesha Asar? For example, Mana levisa mimcha uparaticha, money I borrowed from you and I paid you back. The Gemara gives us technical reasons why we don't have those cases. Then the Gemara spent a lot of time analyzing machlokis between Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether someone is chayiv v'shvua if he volunteers that he borrowed money and paid back only part of it. The Chachamim say that since he volunteered the information, he's considered a Meshav Aveda, while Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that he's not. The Gemara clarifies everybody agrees with the concept of Meshav Aveda. Rashi says it's a Takana Midrabanan that everybody agrees with. And Machlokis between Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim is in a case of where the Baal Chov's son is the one who's being Toveah. The Maskanas HaGemara is, do we have the case of Moda B'Mitzas, because the reason for Moda B'Mitzas is based on Chazok Einod Meiz Panim Fnei Bachovo, Vishtamute Kamishtamit, and he's pushing the fellow off. However, it could be that the only time we have a Chazok Einod Meiz Panim Fnei Bachovo is only by the Baal Chov himself and not his son. The opinion of the Rabbanan is it does not apply to the son, and therefore, if you offer 50 to the son, then you're a Meshav Aveda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says we don't differentiate between the father and the son. We then have a Mishnah that tells us that when Edim volunteer information, according to Maskanas HaGemara, that this is their Ksav Yad, but they were Psule Edus, not because they did anything wrong, but they were coerced because of Nefashos, then in such a case they're believed to say that the Shtar is possible, because it's a Pesha Asar, Peshehitir, they would not believe, the Gemara says, to make themselves into Rishon, to say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamon, and then if they say that, the Shtar will actually be kosher. That only applies if they're the ones who are the source of the information. However, if their signatures are already known to have been verifiable due to other witnesses, then they are not the source of the information, and then we do not apply Pesha Osar. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Ches in Maseches Ksubis.